Valentine's Day love bugs. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Hadley.
We're kicking off Black History Month by rewatching Girls Trip with our friends Vicky and Elise. Four college besties reconnect at Essence Fest for a wild weekend that tests the strength of their sisterhood. Our guests this week are Vicky and Elise. Do you guys want to give a little intro to yourselves?
My name's Elise. I'm 31. I'm a elementary school teacher, and I live in the Toronto area.
I am Vicky. I am 36. I live in Toronto. I am a registered nurse and also a leadership coach, and very excited to be on this podcast. So thanks again for asking us.
Thank you for coming.
It's wonderful to have you guys here.
I guess it's so random how we met you, Sarah. And
now oh, yeah. I'm assuming Sarah's going to tell the backstory of
that. Okay, yeah. I want to hear
this. We met in New Zealand on a boat.
Pretty much it.
Yeah, point, period, blank. That's it. I think we met, Sarah, our first night in New Zealand.
Oh, we were roommates.
Right. Okay. Yeah. In that hostel.
In the hostel.
There's like eight of us mm-hmm. in there. And I'm like, I can't handle this.
And like, right. I saw her. She had been exploring and had come back into the room. And Elise and I had just got there. It was one of those, hey. And that was it. And then like our actual tour group met. And I was like, that's that bitch in our room. I was like, we're all friends now.
Yes.
And then we never left each other's sight.
Wasn't it your birthday, Vicky?
It was my birthday in New Zealand. Yes, we caught fresh fish and they made us the fish and we had cake and we played that polar bear game with the dice.
Oh, yes.
Remember that 16-year-old kid where Elise is like, doesn't he have school? Like, why is he working on this boat? It's not summertime. There's some random things happening.
It was only me who was confused. Everyone else was just like, where's that kid's like parental?
Like, where did he come from?
But he was very sweet though, until he made me climb that. Oh, until Vicky climbed that mountain. I'm going to say it was a mountain. It wasn't a short hike. I nearly died. Nearly.
There's a lot of highs. There's a lot of lows during this trip, but it all around good time.
Okay, yes. Sorry. Continue.
Let me not derail your podcast.
No, okay. It's great.
We usually ask our guests what is their favorite rom-com.
I feel like I have a favorite one. It's always my go-to, Made in Manhattan. J-Lo, Lord Voldemort, Elsa is in it, but not Lord Voldemort. But, right. Oh man, that Glenn Lewis is singing, and then J-Lo's in her gown, and then Lord Voldemort's like, oh my god, stop talking to me. Oh my god, it's so good. Made in Manhattan.
My favorite? Okay, I have two, but like, I don't even know if the one is a rom-com in my eyes. And I'm sure this speaks to like my inner child wounds, but it is a rom-com. I think the regular rom-com would be Save the Last Dance, which I guess it is. But the one that's sort of twisted is Twister. There's a love story in there, but it's like traumatic the whole time.
Don't even start with this movie.
I love that movie.
First of all, Vicky used to traumatize me with this movie because she knows I'm afraid of natural disasters. And she's like, there's going to be a Twister, just like the movie. It's not a romance, Vicky.
I think it is. They fell in love. They fell back in love.
I could see the romance in it. I just saw it recently, okay, and I was like, oh, cute.
Okay, yes. They like perseverance, all of it.
I used a VPN to watch this movie on UK Netflix.
Oh.
We had to buy it like chumps. I remember this movie, but I don't remember the details. I was like, I gotta do my homework, though.
I rewatched it, and I thought I remembered it, but I did not remember it. They're like, bits and pieces.
When did that happen?
The thing I thought was weird is I looked up the cast on Google and it had no mention of Queen Latifah. And so when I looked up a description and saw her name as one of the main characters, I was like, what? You can't leave her off these things.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We get our intro to the Flossy Posse.
Yeah, yes.
We meet Queen Latifah, who plays Sasha, a gossip columnist. And Dina is played by Tiffany Haddish. This was her like breakout role. And she made this movie for me. I remember seeing it for Galentine's Day when it came out with my friends. And we were just cracking up at everything she said.
She was wonderful. She's also 9 to 10 years younger than everyone in the cast.
I was wondering if they were all the same age.
Everyone else is close to the same age, but she's a lot younger.
Her comedic relief is like spot on. Mm-hmm. And I guess her improv too, right? Because it seems like she did a lot of improvisation while she was in certain scenes.
There was one scene at the end where she has her big speech and kind of stumbles a bit. And I was like, I really hope that was improvised because that was beautiful.
I was obsessed with her after I saw this movie. But she did this interview on Jimmy Kimmel where she told a story about how she took Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith on a swamp tour with a Groupon.
Oh, yes. I've seen that. Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's so funny. I rewatched it and like every line she says is so funny.
Can we just talk about how good they all look?
Oh my god!
I'm like, how is this possible?
When I looked it up and saw they were all in their 50s, I was like, oh my gosh, how did you do this?
Money,
yes,
lots of money,
but not a lot from this movie, I guess, because this movie had like a $19 million budget.
Oh, really?
Is that high or low?
It's apparently less than Will Smith gets paid for an appearance in a movie. So pretty low.
I think this is like a cult favorite for some people. I feel like some people like really like it and then some people don't. So
I could see why people like it. I loved it. This was my first time seeing it. I was a very big fan.
If you want to feel good, like I want to laugh and be silly with my friends, I think it's a really good movie. If you're having like a night in with the girlfriends, I think it's really fun to do. It's silly, but it actually touches on a lot of like milestone points that happen within a friendship when you've had this friendship for so long.
I liked that it talked about the struggles that long-term friendships can go through.
Which is so real, right? They say you either like brush it under the table and you just keep going, or it's like within the group, it sort of splits off of like they've taken sides, but no one really talks about it.
Jada Pinkett Smith plays Lisa and Regina Hall plays Ryan. I thought it was funny when I was looking at the cast list that Regina Hall was in Scary Movie and Jada Pinkett Smith was in Scream 2 because Scary Movie is like a parody of Scream.
I guess Queen Latifah was in Scary Movie 3 with Regina Hall too, but they were never in any scenes together.
Queen Latifah and Jada Pinkett Smith were in Set It Off. Which is like
where they pay homage to it.
They do.
There's a certain scene where they both put on their sunglasses and who says it?
Tiffany Haddish says, "Let's set it off."
And then Queen Latifah and Jada look at each other and like just do a head nod. And I'm like, what?
Oh my God, I didn't even realize that. How did I miss that? That movie's really good, but it's very emotionally devastating. So it's not a light movie.
We should not have been watching that as children, but we did. Who directed this? Will Packer?
Malcolm Lee and Will Packer produced it. Will Packer proposed to his wife at Essence Fest.
That's so cute.
They approached Essence back in 2014 about doing the film with them because they wanted to capture the happiness and emotion that you get there. But they also really didn't want to interrupt too much of the festival. So they shot a lot of it there, but there were a lot of scenes that were recreated. This looked like such a fun festival.
It's a good time.
We went last year.
Is it in New Orleans every year or is it all over?
I think it's New Orleans every year.
Did they capture it well in the movie?
The concert part was like really similar to what our experience was. But I don't know, maybe we're just not like huge partiers.
We didn't go to like clubs. We did more of the actual festival and the concert. I mean, you were getting out at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning for each concert. And I'm like, I'm dead ass tired. I can't rally to go party again for another 6 hours.
No, in my old age, I'm like, I need a solid like 9 hours.
I would go straight to bed after that. I'd be like, no parties, just
bed.
And you were walking all day in the different convention center and like seeing the different booths. And then you'd run home to eat, take a nap and go to the concert. So I'm like, how are people partying after this? Like, I can't do it.
I was very impressed that they kept rallying in the movie.
Don't ask me to do anything after 1 o'clock because it's going to be a no. So, but we went to the Janet Jackson concert. I think it got out at 1:30 because there's so many acts like before and stuff like that, which is amazing. Concerts were like probably the best part for me, I would say.
But the concert starts at 6:37. So you don't leave the dome till 1:30. You're like, what? Like, where am I? And you're like, I gotta soak my feet.
Well, I went for comfort and more running shoes and marathonics because I'm not trying to die. I know I know my limits. So
I'm at that point in my life where I'm supposed to go to Las Vegas in a few months. I'm like, can I find cute running shoes and wear those instead of wearing, yes, like tall,
yes,
heels?
You can.
Just, yeah, wear like platform runners. You'll be like, this is
fine. Yeah, there you go.
Did you guys go see the keynote?
They have keynote speakers for each night. Listen, that convention center, it's massive. It's a maze, and it's so hard to actually get a seat. You'd have to camp out early in the morning and not go see anything else. Like, we weren't about that. So we're like, let's just go get free shit and go find food. That's pretty much what we did.
Yeah, and do a little shopping. And then, but I mean, we heard people speaking in the background. So we were adjacent, and there was a lot of people. I think like they had some like shows, some really popular shows, people like comedians, some chefs, again, like life coaches and stuff like that, like coming to do talks. And there's so many like big companies there too, as well.
Ryan gets invited to be the keynote speaker, and we meet her husband, Stuart, who's played by Mike Coulter, who was Luke Cage and Jessica Jones.
He's fine.
Ryan's agent is played by Kate Walsh from Grey's Anatomy.
Madison Montgomery. Mm-hmm.
Saving all the babies.
She's great. Mm-hmm.
She also looks great in her 50s.
Yes. Amazing. When she drinks the candle, oh my God. I was dying.
That whole scene with her, I was like, oh my gosh.
Then tripping out, I was just like, I don't know if I could do that anymore.
I had absinthe in Australia. I didn't hallucinate, but it was not a fun time.
No? No.
It's really? So much alcohol. Like, it has such a high percentage. It's nasty.
Had you been drinking before you took it?
Yeah.
There we go. There's the answer.
Kate Walsh reminded me of Kristen Wiig in this movie. Like, the facial expressions, just her mannerisms and everything were very Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
She doesn't do a lot of, like, comedic stuff. She's always very dramatic. She's in Umbrella Academy. She's very dramatic.
I think you're right. She's known for her drama and being a TV actress. Because she was in Private Practice, right, as well?
Yes. Yeah.
And 13 Reasons Why.
At the very first season, right?
Yeah, she plays the mom. Lisa decorated some denim vests, and Dina calls them My Little Pony Motorcycle Club. Love that.
They're so good. Honestly, but when we were in New Orleans, there were so many custom, like, t-shirts, swag, like, in the groups of people that we saw, and they were so cool. They were as cool as My Little Pony Motorcycle Club.
I want one. If they don't want theirs, I'll take it.
I love that she did that.
They're all bedazzled. I think I would be like Queen Latifah. I'd be like, I don't know if I'm going to wear this. Maybe we'll do it on the last day.
We'll put it on for some pictures.
For the gram, 100%. I'm taking it off immediately after.
Keep it as like a keepsake for later, but you don't really wear it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
On the plane, they're talking about Lisa not getting laid. And Ryan says daily penetration is medicinal.
In this scene, I could totally see why they grew apart a little bit.
Yeah, they went in very different directions. But also, how is Dina in this group if she's 10 years younger?
The actress is 10 years younger, but her character's not 10 years younger.
They're supposed to all be the same age.
Yeah.
Oh. I know. She acts a lot younger than all of them. It sounded like they all met in the dorms in college.
I did like that part, that little backstory. So then you kind of got a clue of what they were all about and stuff like that.
That intro I thought was really good with the years and how they've evolved and changed.
Yeah, I don't talk to any of my college roommates anymore.
I stopped talking to my dorm college roommate, I think, when we still lived together.
That does happen. I still talk to one of, we didn't live together in college, but we went to university together. But my first university roommate, we do not talk anymore. I think, like in this movie, like, you grow apart, and then also maybe you realize that maybe you didn't really have as much in common. You were just like living together.
Yeah.
Yes. No, it's not a bad thing though, right?
My dorm roommate, I stopped talking to because I stopped hanging out with that group, and then they all started getting arrested. So I felt like I made a really good life choice there.
Wait, what?
So I was like, oh, cool.
I'm arrested.
Glad I moved out of that group.
Listen, Hadley, you made it out. Okay. Yeah. You won. You won out of that
so,
situation.
A lot of those people didn't come back for sophomore year. So,
okay.
Right.
I'm friends with one person from university. But even then, as Elise said, like, I think you recognize very quickly after university that as you're trying to figure yourself out and find yourself out, like you try out new friends based off of the version that you are at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then by the end of it, you're like, okay, I'm okay. Like we can just see each other on social media or have a lunch here and there, but I'm not going to call you like once a week and check in and stuff like that.
I only really talk to one person I went to college with regularly.
I don't know if I even do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely don't do that.
I have a hard time keeping in contact with people.
I'm really bad at long distance friendships.
Same.
It can be hard.
Did you guys go to school where you live or did you go out of state?
I went out of state. I went to Minnesota.
I went to University of Missouri, which was out of state for me at the time.
Ryan's husband is having an affair. There's a picture of him making out with some girl.
When we first met him, I'm like, And then he was like, I'm going to see you later. I'm like, oh, he's having an affair. This is going to be bad.
I like when they get to the hotel, though, and Dina smashes a wine bottle and runs up to him and threatens him.
And she's like, I'm just going to say hello.
And he's just like, this is my auntie. Like, I was like, oh, my God, that part was really funny.
That's true sisterhood, though. Haven't you been in, like, a situation where one friend has been done wrong and that one friend just goes off? They're like, I'm going to fight to the death for you. And you're like, I don't want to go to jail. It's not that serious.
No, exactly. Like, in my mind, I'm like, I could screw up. But I'm like, I could only go full active mode for maybe 30 seconds. I have no stamina. I don't want to go to jail. So, no, I couldn't.
Well, Dina was planning earlier when they were walking around where to bury the body. So she's planning this out a little bit.
So she took it down a level.
Or she just got to the murder part.
They get kicked out of their hotel and they go to a one-star hotel where a guy solicits them and then flashes them in the window.
I screamed at that part.
He just puts his dick on the window.
Yeah.
I loved that their reactions.
Like full frontal. I don't know if we were expecting that. I'm like,
no, I was not expecting
that. And I didn't realize. I forgot about that part.
Of all the people in this movie that we could have seen full frontal of, that was not the one I wanted.
Right?
I'm more curious about the, oh, your arm's in the way.
Move yeah. Your arm.
That scene was hilarious to me, just how they all responded.
They all had very hilarious. Different reactions.
Yes.
Lisa was like, how is this funny?
And Dina was just eating it up.
They run into Julian, who Ryan clearly has a crush on.
As he should. He was fine.
Yeah, I liked his little character. Mm-hmm. That was cute.
Big fan of Julian.
Lisa is hitting on a bunch of different guys, and she does not have Riz.
No, no game whatsoever.
No.
Don't tell people about how lactose intolerant you are and yeah. what happens.
Oh, yes.
Fucking her bowel movements.
She was really dusty.
She was out of the game. Out of the game for a while.
Lisa finds some hottie to climb up on his shoulders to get cell reception.
She's wearing the dress that Ryan gave her. And Lisa had said, this is a mosquito net. And Ryan said, then maybe you'll catch something tonight. When she's climbing on this guy to get cell phone reception and turns like front to his face and Ryan says she's going raw taco. I have not heard that expression. I thought that was so funny.
They get backstage passes for Diddy.
Oh my God, when Dina like flashes Diddy, oh my God.
He pulls her up on stage.
I appreciated her sparkly little pasties. I was like, that's thinking ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Coordinating, like eye-catching. Smart.
Yes. She knew. Those were cute.
Yeah.
Well, she said, she was like, I'm going to see Diddy tonight. Everyone's like, okay. Sure. She made it happen.
And then they go ziplining on Bourbon Street, the scene where they pee on everyone.
Oh my God.
Oh, I remember like being disgusted in the theater when I saw that scene and I had the same feeling. I was like, oh.
I could have done without for sure. And the spray was so like, I'm like, why is it so like,
it was so forceful.
It's like a fire hose.
Yeah. It's a fire hose of Mountain Dew everywhere. And I was like, oh, make it stop.
And it went on for so long.
So long.
Never stand under a zipline, I guess.
Definitely not under Dina.
Ryan tries to hit on Julian, but he's like, hey, you're married. I'm gonna shut that down.
Very classy of him.
Good man. Yeah. He's a good man.
And he gives them his hotel room, which was adorable.
He's so sweet.
I can tell you right now, I don't think I would have done that.
I might have let them stay there, but I'd be like, I'm staying here too.
And I'm not leaving.
Where did he go? Did he just get
maybe
himself
he
a
went to
room?
Their one star.
I'm gonna have to keep those curtains closed.
No, I think he stayed with a bandmate.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was gonna stay with like the other guys. Yeah,
because he was playing in Neo's band.
Yeah. If they all had suites that big, though, I feel like having an extra person in there wouldn't even notice. Lisa makes out with Malik in the bathroom, and she tells him to move his arm, stop being shy, and he's like, "That's not my arm," and she freaks out and leaves. Dina gives a demonstration of what grapefruiting is.
A very slurpy demonstration.
I mean, Vicky, as a nurse, do you want to address how that's probably not the best thing?
Oh, I like, again, even watching this in the theater when it first came out, I was just like, the acid from the grapefruit, I was like, that would make me so nervous. It's not going to be enjoyable. Like, I feel like there's other sex toys you can incorporate without having to use fruit.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, this is going to hurt a little bit. And then also, it's you can't have sex afterwards because then you'll probably get a UTI.
Oh, my God. That's going to throw your whole pH off. Like, you're going to be...
For days. For days. Like, is that worth
it? Battery acid down there. Like, hell no. My God. No thanks.
Stuart and Ryan do a cooking demo show.
With Carla Hall, who I totally watch cooking shows, and I love her. She calls Simone up to taste the food, and then they start talking about sausage.
The mistress comes in.
In the past, we've talked about getting upset with the guy for being the one causing the problems, but I felt like Simone was very, I'm sleeping with your husband, to Ryan, so I get why Ryan also doesn't like her.
There's a lot of power struggle going on.
Ryan takes a cleaver to the sausage and then a tenderizer. And then some scissors.
Isn't that other lady watching Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
Bethany.
The lady who's, like, supposed to give them the deal, yeah.
So they don't want to, like, mess it up or whatever?
Ryan is in her dressing room. Queen Latifah's character comes being like, are you okay? What's going on?
Sasha suggests that Ryan lets her run the image so that Ryan can spin the story however she wants and have control over it. And while that's happening, Dina goes and gets the absinthe that's supposed to last for 5 years. And she's like, okay, 5 days.
She makes mixed drinks for the group and the agent. And they start tripping while Ryan is trying to make a business deal.
She calls it, what, the tsunami, not hurricane?
My little continuity thing was, how did they have 5 drinks ready when they didn't know Liz was coming?
Oh. I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think, yeah.
But she might have just made herself a second drink, because that seems kind of on brand for her, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Didn't she order, like, extra tequila on the plane?
She got everyone shots of Patron, I think.
They're like, it's an hour flight. She's like, okay, then 2 shots of Hennessy for me.
Yeah, and I'll take those now. Ryan, while she's tripping, tries to cheers Bethany with a candle that Liz takes a sip of.
She's like, it's hot.
I know. Burning. She's like, it's so hot.
She was so funny in that scene.
And then Lisa has weird hallucinations about her kids. And then naked Malik shows up and she starts making out with the screen. And Sasha is getting frisky with a lamp that she thinks is a man.
I honestly thought that was real at one point. And then, like, the I was like, whoa.
Same. I was like, oh, check you out. And then, oh.
Yeah.
And then Liz tries to pay for their drinks with a shoe. And when they get Ryan, Sasha leaves the lamp and says that everything is on him. And then Liz is like, would you like to join us? Poor Bethany. She's like, what is happening?
She's so confused.
I loved this group. I don't have a lot of close girlfriends, and this made me really wish I had a tight girl group.
Same.
With that history attached to it, too, mm-hmm. right? There's something really special about evoking that, like, old version of yourself and being, like, just ridiculously crazy with your girlfriends. Yeah.
That's true, funny. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Because you only get into those shenanigans when you're younger. Like, it's not happening in your 30s. If that is, you might have a drinking problem. Like, you shouldn't be getting to those kind of shenanigans.
They go to a bar and put on wigs and have a dance battle with Simone.
Out of all the bars they could have picked, Simone is at that one, which I thought was pretty fun.
The dance battle reminded me of the dance battle in White Chicks.
Oh my God, I don't even think I remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Oh, it's classic. Just had similar vibes.
Lisa smacks Simone and a whole fight breaks out and the cops come. And as they leave the bar, they say, oh, the women in multicolored wigs started the fight. They're still in there because they've taken their wigs off and are walking down the street.
I like the wigs.
I do too. Julian comes to get them.
He saves the day.
Because she drunk texted him. Or drunk sent a video.
She sent him a long video. They have a nice long hug and almost kiss. They seem like they'd be really happy together.
Rooting for her divorce so that they get together.
Yes, really. At the hotel room, Malik is there because Lisa texted him.
He looks really good when he shows up.
He does.
And he brought her a rose.
He's sweet. She comes out of the room that they're having sex in and she gets two grapefruits.
And then we hear him scream.
Because grapefruit juice got in his pee hole.
I just love that the friends were sitting outside in the living room. Y'all don't want to go down the hallway or something? Like,
yeah, you're just eating your dinner, listening to them having sex. I guess if they all met in the dorms, this might be like, oh, we've heard this.
It's probably happened before.
Yeah, it's like, we've done this before.
As Lisa, I don't think I'd feel super comfortable having all my friends sitting
my
right
God,
outside.
No.
No.
Just waiting for me to come out.
I want to keep this part of my life private. Thank you.
They go see Neo perform at the House of Blues.
And Ryan wants to buy the photo from the paparazzi because Ryan has just gotten offered an awesome deal from Bethany for her and Stuart, not just for her. She wants to stay in the relationship even though he has a community dick.
And we find out Simone is pregnant with his baby.
I forgot about that part. I was like, whoa. Oh my God, another layer to the story.
That's what happens when you have community dick, though. You end up getting some women pregnant.
It made me sad, though, that Ryan said she had tried fertility treatments and couldn't conceive, and she said, like, she gave him what I couldn't. That was sad.
Yeah.
That was really sad. But I am glad she doesn't have a kid-level commitment with Stuart.
Yes, same.
Because that would make things a whole lot more complicated. Stuart shows up, and as the friends leave, Dina leaves her stun gun and turns it up to the highest level it can go.
He convinced Simone to sign an NDA in exchange for monthly payments, but TMZ releases the photo, and Ryan thinks that Sasha sold it to them.
That part made me annoyed. I'm like, you're not even giving her a chance to tell her side of the story, which is that she didn't do it.
She seems so upset with the situation she's in. It's just like ready to lash out at anyone, which doesn't make it okay.
Yes. I think that's so common in so many movies. It's like, if they just talk to each other, then this fight would not even be a thing. And I'm like, oh my God, just
not even movies, though. That's in real life, right? Yeah, think about how many times, especially, and I hate to even point it out, but if there's a group of girls or women that are friends and that something happens and you just fucking lash out because like you didn't give that one person the opportunity to talk. It's brutal.
Everything blows up. Everyone gets mad at everybody. Lisa storms off. Dina storms off, but returns a few times to return some things so they don't send the police after her.
Oh, yeah.
When she says, I maxed out your credit card, and she's like, your credit card limit is so low.
And she's got Ryan's license, too, and someone's phone.
I know.
Like, why does she have all these things?
What a klepto.
I love the way she storms off. She's like, I love you, but I hate you.
But that's a real feeling when you're fighting with your friends. You're like, I love you so much, but you're so stupid.
Like, in this moment, I hate you so much. Ryan blames Sasha for everyone getting mad at each other.
Sasha decides to shut down Sasha's secrets.
I thought it was odd that she was doing it live in the foyer of the hotel. I was like, what's happening?
I was like, were you like checking out and you just decided, oh, I'm going to make this video. Let me sit down right here. Make a big life decision.
She probably doesn't have data because she has her bills are like past due. True. So she's like, let me use this hotel Wi-Fi before I get in the room.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a really good point.
She's flying Spirit Air. She's probably not going to have any fucking Wi-Fi.
Lisa and Dina have run into each other and made up. They come to stop Sasha from leaving. And they have their little vests on. And we find out Simone hired her own photographer for all this. So I'm wondering how that NDA went. If he had just convinced her to sign it and hadn't had her sign it yet, maybe?
Ooh, maybe. I mean, Stuart's a liar.
True.
That is That's also true. A good point.
Yeah. Could have lied about the whole thing.
He could have told Ryan that she signed it, even though she didn't.
That's a good point.
Community dick.
They have to run to Essence because of traffic. And then they find a little pedicab and Dina rides on the lap of the biker.
That was very funny. Oh,
it was. I was so curious. Is it easy to bike with someone on your lap?
Probably not with the way she was bouncing.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
Well, yeah, she was bouncing.
And the legs move separately, so she'd probably be like bouncing all over the place.
I feel like that guy was trying to stay in character so bad, and he was just laughing at the end of it because Tiffany just kept going up.
I wonder if he was like a stuntman or like an actual like driver.
They just grabbed a pedicab and drive her off the street.
Yeah, it made it seem like he was a civilian because he was just like grinning so hard. I'm like, this guy, is he actually acting or is he just enjoying the ride?
Imagine that, like, your daily life as a pedicab driver and someone's like, oh, hey, will you be in our movie? And Tiffany Haddish is going to ride on your lap.
She's going to grind up on you and you also have to drive this vehicle. Get her done.
In Ryan's keynote address, she comes clean, finally.
I think what Sasha said earlier about how her fans would probably actually really like to see this because it's totally relatable was right. Like, it's nice to know that all these celebrity faces also deal with problems that everyone else deals with.
Yeah.
It'd probably build her fan base even.
Oh, yeah.
And that her life is not as perfect as it seemed.
She's still kind of having it all because she's like, well, I'm getting rid of this guy who sucks, embracing myself, loving myself.
She's got Julian.
Perfect. Yeah, like, she's already good. She made the deal, dumped her ex, and had a new man.
Bethany still wants to do the deal just without Stuart. She's doing very well.
That sounds like a successful weekend to me. So
yeah, really. Ryan asked Sasha to be her partner in this endeavor, so now maybe Sasha can have a car and an apartment.
I loved that.
I love that.
That made me so happy. We found out earlier that Sasha quit her job at Time to do a project with Ryan, and then Ryan broke off and went solo.
That was rough. I would also be upset with Ryan about that.
Like, same.
I don't think I could continue that friendship without talking about that.
Yeah, no.
I think they're going to have some serious talks before they go into this partnership because of that. Some contracts in place. We get a little glimpse of all the concerts Mariah Carey performs, and then we get footage that actually seems like them at the events and not with the whole film crew following them. And then they're in a bed smoking weed that Dina smuggled in her booty hole.
I think if I was going to choose where to smuggle it, it would be my vagina. Like, I don't understand why you would choose your booty hole over your vagina.
And you got options.
Also, why wouldn't you just wait to buy it there? Somebody will sell you pot, I'm sure. Yeah. Nothing has to go in any orifice for you to smuggle. Yeah.
And so they're in bed smoking, looking at a picture of Malik's dick. And Dina wants to make it her wallpaper, not her phone wallpaper, but her actual wallpaper. And Ryan wants to be a fly on that wall.
That's like the best when you go out with a group of friends and then you come home and then you just debrief the whole night. That's like the best part.
Yeah. You get some, like, McDonald's or some greasy food, and everyone's, like, half drawn on the bed or somewhere, and then they're just recapping.
And the credits roll with them dancing down Bourbon Street.
I like how they all came together at the end, because even though they thought they still really were, like, true friends with each other, and they got to talk out their problems, so I like that.
I like that, too. We saw Dina and Lisa hanging out, and I was thinking, like, how are these people friends? And Lisa bugged me a bit at the beginning, but I was like, okay, I know it's going to be for character growth. They're all going to bring out other sides in each other, and we'll all be okay. I liked how they kind of grew and reconnected as friends where they are now, as opposed to how they were back in college. I really liked this movie, though. I'm glad I bought it. I will be watching it again.
It's a perfect movie for Galentine's Day.
They're coming out with a second one.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
It's going to be based out of Ghana.
Oh, cool.
Oh, is it?
Cool.
I think same cast, yeah.
It's going to be really good.
I liked how colorful all of their outfits were in this movie. I feel like in Ghana, it'll be really colorful also.
Well, I'm very excited for the second one then.
Same.
Oh, this is a side note, but it's interesting to me. The movie had a $19 million budget, but it made $140 million worldwide. So it did pretty well.
Whoa. Wow.
I think it was just like fun. That's what people want to see.
But I think the casting was also like perfect, right? Mm. Because it's like you had the OGs like Regina and Jada and Queen Latifah, and they have their own fan base from different parts of the culture. And then you have this new kid like Tiffany that's like such a huge comedian. I think it drew in so many people. And I think they did try to have it come out around the same time Essence Fest was actually happening. It made it a big deal. Essence Fest is like Mecca. Like, it's like Black people from all over. Like, I found it just super interesting that I got to meet so many people from different parts of the state. But then there were people outside of the United States, like us coming from Canada. There were people all over that came. So it was pretty cool.
That's such a cool thing to get to experience.
I think like us going and like we saw so many other sister and auntie groups and their shirts had Essence since like 1999. So like people like come every year or whatever. And it's this huge get together with your friends. Maybe you don't see them that often. And this is like their weekend, right?
I wonder what they're going to do in Ghana.
Oh, I don't know. Shenanigans.
I wonder if we will see Julian again.
Oh,
hopefully. I hope so.
Hopefully he and Ryan are together.
Maybe we'll hear whatever happened to Malik, which we know he didn't stick around because he was like a 21-year-old and that's probably not going to work.
Oh, right. Because he's like, do you want to come to my frat party? We're like,
and they're like, no.
No.
Absolutely
no.
Maybe the whole grapefruit incident ended that, though.
Probably.
What a story to tell, though. If you're him, be like, yeah, one time.
For sure.
This girl put grapefruits on my dick. Did not go well.
It doesn't sound like it would go well.
No, yeah, that just sounds like so much trouble.
In each episode, we recommend a song to pair with the movie. So if you have any suggestions for that.
No, maybe like a party song or something.
I don't know why this just came up. It's the DJ Khaled All I Do Is Win, because like they literally all won individually. Lisa got those cobwebs cleared out. Ryan ended up like leaving her man but like coming out with another guy and making a deal. Sasha got her friend back and then quit the blog.
What about Tiffany though?
Dina got Diddy.
Oh yeah, Diddy's that's true.
For
that's
sure.
Good. That's good.
And it's a party song.
She had a great time.
Yeah, that's true.
It does match the vibe.
Whether she was with that crew or not, she was going to have a good time that weekend.
I loved when they were on the plane and Dina told Lisa, like, you could sleep with two guys. And she's like, it's a 3-day thing. And Dina's like, okay, fine, three.
But we all had that friend, right? It's like, you do you. Like, get it. Enjoy yourself. Like, that's all that was on their mind. And you're like, I respect the hustle. Go and have fun.
Have fun. Yeah. Call me if you need me. Do your thing.
Right. I'll take you to the pharmacy tomorrow morning. I'll leave the Gatorade out for you. It's okay.
Right. I'll take you to the clinic like she was at earlier to get tested if you need to. And
yeah, oh my God. It's chlamydia. And they're all sitting there like nervous and waiting. Oh, I forgot about that opening scene. That was so good.
In the opening too, she gets fired from her job and refuses to accept it. And I'm really curious if she's going to show up on Tuesday.
That's where they need to open up on the second movie.
Yeah.
It's right.
Her still working there and be like, you were fired years ago.
But when she beat him up for the yogurt, yeah. It's like, you're a snitch.
And on the way out, she's like whispers to him, snitches get stitches. And he's like icing his head.
Honestly, though, how do you accidentally take someone else's food?
You don't.
If you didn't bring it, don't eat it.
100%.
You're a thief.
Yeah. So beat him up. Teach him a lesson.
Teach him a lesson.
And then refuse to leave your job. So yeah. It all works out. Yeah.
No, I think that movie was so much fun. But like I said, I think it really highlights the dynamic of a friendship, especially when it's over the course of over a decade plus, and shows the strength of, are you willing to accept the new version of your friend and like still celebrate those old moments, but see what happens in the future? I think that's pretty cool. that's a hard relationship to have, I think, now in this day and age with social media, because you live through your friends' pictures and you're like, we're still connected, but not really. It's like, you're just seeing a snapshot. You're not seeing the everyday life versus like when you were on campus and you saw them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And campus life was so different. When I lived on in residence, like, you don't have responsibilities. Everything's like in that little bubble. Right. Yeah. And you can see your friends whenever you want because they live down the street. Right. Once that adulthood hits, and I've said before, and I've seen things, adulthood is the worst hood. I don't know who signed me up for this, because I'm ready to go.
I don't know why we all wanted this when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Now I just want to be a kid again.
We were fools. You're like, what speaks to my inner child? Because I'm struggling. Yeah.
I want summers again. A break from everything.
Just a break.
And not having to figure out what to eat every day.
Yeah. Oh, or what to wear every day. I really like working from home.
Or what to wear.
So I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's so good.
Our song pairing for this movie is the one we talked about in the episode, DJ Khaled's All I Do Is Win, but also Wannabe by Spice Girls.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Exactly. And if you don't, Dina will break a bottle and come after you. Thanks for joining us for Girls Trip. Since February is Black History Month, we'd like to highlight some of the Black creators we're listening to that you should check out if you haven't yet.
I've been listening to Higher Learning with Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay.
Oh, Rachel Lindsay from The Bachelorette?
Yes. Most of my podcast listening revolves around The Bachelor franchise.
I appreciate that because I get all the gossip from you.
Also, Two Black Girls, One Rose. My favorite podcast ended, but it was The Blacktillerettes with Vic and Mai.
I always heard good things about that one. That's too bad.
Yeah, I'm so sad. And also Everything 90s podcast. She just had a series comparing the 90s to the aughts. So comparing like TV shows and fashion.
Oh, I love that.
It's really fun. What have you been listening to?
Still Processing, which is a cultural discussion podcast. Their most recent episode is America Has a Problem, and they talk about the undoing of Kanye West. And I recently came across Black Girl Film Club. They describe themselves as a podcast aimed at creating a space for Black girls to watch and discuss movies, which is awesome. We hope you go check these podcasts out.
Let us know if you have any other recommendations of Black creators that we should be listening to.
We are not going to have a second episode this month. See you in March, love bugs.